بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to another fix segment here on Markaz Sahaba Online. And we will continue from where we had left off last week, discussing some important masail with regard to fasting. As we can see that this month is really passing us by very, very quickly. It's all the more reason for us to take stock of ourselves and to see that have we allowed this month to go by, or are we taking maximum benefit from this month? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of taking benefit from the remaining days of this beautiful month. Last night also was an odd night, and we know that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has instructed us to seek Laylatul Qadr on the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And even though we are heading towards the end, I thought that we could just discuss some of the masail with regard to fasting, and in particular things that break one's fast and make a qaza wajib. And qaza means to keep one fast in place of one that breaks or is broken intentionally. And then there's another aspect with regard to kafara as well. So things that break one's fast are of two kinds. Some make only qaza necessary, where if a person's fast breaks, then they have to keep another one, just one in place of it. And if certain things are done intentionally, which we'll discuss a little bit later on, then that will make both a qaza and a kafara compulsory. So qaza is just to keep one fast in place of one that breaks, and a kafara is basically, if we can call it, a penalty, where a person has to keep 60 consecutive rozas in lieu of breaking that particular fast intentionally. Now, kafara is something which is very, very difficult, and that's why we need to make sure that we don't break our fast intentionally, or cause it to break in such a way that kafara becomes wajib. Now sometimes breaking a fast, like I said, will just necessitate a qada. So when does this occur? If anything is put by force into the mouth of a fasting person, so if anybody takes food and puts it by force into the mouth of a fasting person, then this will make qaza necessary. That means he will have to keep one fast in place of this, a qada. You will have to repay this fast. Water going down the throat whilst gargling, whilst being conscious of one's fast. So if a person is now making wudu and he didn't intentionally drink water, when we gargling our mouth while making wudu, there's a difference here. One is a person who drinks water intentionally. If a person has to drink water intentionally, then not only will qada be necessary, but kafara, the 60 rozas as well. But if a person is gargling his mouth and he doesn't intentionally swallow water, but water goes down because he wasn't being careful about how he was gargling his mouth, then in this situation, the fast will break. But a qada, just one qada will be necessary, one roza will be necessary to keep in lieu of that one. So we should be very careful with regard to gargling our mouths when we are in the state of wudu, particularly when we are making wudu or ghusl or whatever the case may be, to be very, very careful that water does not go down the throat. To vomit a mouthful intentionally or to return vomit down the throat. Now when it comes to vomiting, there's two aspects. One is a person vomits intentionally or unintentionally. If a person vomits unintentionally, even if it's a mouthful, the fast will not break. The fast will not break if a person has to vomit unintentionally. And when we say a mouthful, we mean that it is such that a person cannot take it back down his throat. He basically has no option but to vomit. But when a person vomits intentionally, if a person has to vomit intentionally and it is less than a mouthful, then it will not break the roza. But if it is a mouthful, it will break the roza. So vomiting also is something we should be careful of. We shouldn't induce vomiting, because by inducing vomiting, there's always the possibility that a mouthful can come out and thus break the roza. But this will necessitate a qada, just one roza in lieu of that. And even if we return vomit down the throat, this can also break the roza. If a person has to swallow a piece of paper or any item that is not used as food or medicine, this will also necessitate a qaza in lieu of that. Now, if a person has to intentionally swallow food or medicine or, for example, drink, then what will happen is obviously qaza and kafara will both be necessary. But if something that is not usually used as food or medicine is swallowed, like a piece of paper, then this will break the roza, but it will not necessitate a kafara. If a person swallows something edible equal to bigger than a grain of gram, which was stuck between the teeth, however, if it is first taken out of the mouth and swallowed, it will break the fast, whether it is smaller or bigger than the size of a gram. So if a person was eating seri, for example, and something got stuck in his teeth and now comes loose and he swallows that, if it is less than a grain of gram, then it is fine. If it is bigger, then it will break the roza. And if that particular particle got stuck in the mouth and came out of the mouth and was taken back in, then whether it is big or smaller than a grain, bigger or smaller than a grain of gram, it will break the roza. So we should be very careful here as well, that after seri, for example, that we rinse our mouth, brush our teeth, do whatever is necessary to ensure that this particular, these particles of food that might be stuck in the teeth, etc., do not actually go down the throat. By putting oil into the ear, this will also necessitate, will break the roza and necessitate a qada. By inhaling snuff into the nostrils, it is not permissible to inhale the smoke of loban or agarbatti, for that matter, whilst fasting. It is also not permitted to smoke cigarettes or inhale its smoke. Now, here we should be also careful. When it comes to loban or agarbatti, these are things, these incense sticks that are burnt sometimes in the home, sometimes in the masjid, we find that it is burnt. And during the month of Ramadan, if a person has to intentionally go now and inhale the smoke of the loban or agarbatti, or a person smokes cigarettes, for example, or inhale the smoke from the cigarettes, so a person can maybe a passive smoker now, where he's talking to somebody who might be maybe a non-Muslim, for example, and is smoking. And now that smoke we inhale, this will also break the roza. So it is very, very important for us to be careful with regard to inhaling any smoke from incense sticks or from cigarettes, for that matter. Swallowing the blood from the gums if the color of the blood is more than the saliva with which it is mixed. If a person swallows the blood that comes out from the gums, sometimes by us flossing or by brushing your teeth, it happens that the blood, that blood now comes out from the gums. Now, if this blood is more than the saliva with which it is mixed, that means that if the blood is dominant over the saliva itself, so if you look at it, it's red and it's more than the saliva, even though it's mixed with saliva. If it is more than the saliva, then it will break the roza if a person has to swallow this blood. But if it is less than that, then it will be fine. But here again, to be very, very careful and gargle the mouth without swallowing water. Make sure that everything is spat out rather than swallowing. To eat and drink, forgetting that one is fasting, and thereafter thinking that the fast is broken, to eat and drink again. So there's two maslas here. One is that a person has to eat and drink, forgetting that he is fasting. So if a person is fasting, and then he completely forgets that he's fasting, this is the difference between a person eating intentionally and unintentionally. If a person eats unintentionally, that means without realizing that he's fasting, then according to the hadith of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he told the sahabi, tammi ala sawmik fa innama at'amaka Allah wa saqaka, that complete your fast for Allah ta'ala has fed you and given you drink. If a person has to completely forget that he's fasting and eat and drink something, then it will not break his fast. But now, if he ate and drank something, and thinking that now his fast is broken, He goes and eats and drinks intentionally now. Then this will break the roza. So if a person is in the house and he forgets that he's fasting, takes a sip of water. After taking a sip of water, realizes that I'm fasting. Then he should continue fasting. He shouldn't break the roza. Basically, the roza is not broken because he had forgotten. But now if he thinks that my roza is broken, so let me just now rather eat now, because the roza is broken anyway. And then he eats again, now this time intentionally. So this now will necessitate him making qaza. But it's different from a kafara where a person eats and drinks the first time intentionally. If a person first time intentionally drinks or eats intentionally the first time, then he'll have to keep a qaza and a kafara. But if he eats first time unintentionally, thinking that the roza is now broken, he then eats again, this will only necessitate a qada. That means he will have to just keep the one fast. To eat and drink after Subah Sadiq, or break the fast before sunset due to a cloudy sky or faulty watch, etc., and then realizing one's fault. So if a person has to drink after Subah Sadiq, that means now after the fast has started, or he breaks his roza early due to there being a problem with the watch, that or a cloudy sky, or he's in a place where he's not sure if it's actually sunset or not, then if it is found out that yes, he broke his fast early, then he will have to keep a qaza for this as well. Any fast other than a Ramadan one, whether broken intentionally or with a good and valid reason, makes only qaza wajib. There is no kafara for breaking any fast besides that of Ramadan. Like we said, to keep 60 consecutive rozas, if a person has to eat, drink, or cohabit intentionally, then this will make kafara a penalty wajib, but it is only for the fast of Ramadan. Any other fast besides the fast of Ramadan, if a person has to eat intentionally, it will break the fast, yes, but it will not necessitate kafara. Kafara is exclusively for breaking the fasts of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and make the remainder of Ramadan a blessed one for us. Jazakallah for joining us. Inshallah, we will continue next week, same time, same place. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.